I will return into her arms, gently into the foam, to see her waters and her hills and all the beauty she beholds, to feel the earth beneath my feet, the warmth against my face, and be welcomed in at every turn into her kind embrace. But alas, for now, I'll have to wait to see my true love's form. But we all know that these green lands have weathered tougher storms. The wandering lanes and rugged cliffs, her fields laced with streams, will still be there after I awake. But for now, they're in my dreams.
That promotional ad, and I don't even think we should call it an ad, from Tourism Ireland there, is probably, if you haven't been logging on to Tourism Ireland, ireland.com, you should, because it really caters so much to what many of us feel in the midst of all of this, and particularly with respect to Ireland. And I think that the message, which is the theme of Tourism Ireland for the year anyway, fill your heart with Ireland, is something that perhaps will give us a little respite in the middle of all of this. Let me welcome Niall Gibbons, who is the Chief Executive Officer Worldwide, Tourism Ireland. And Niall, you're very welcome.
And thanks for having me on the show again. It's lovely to come on. And can I start off by wishing all your viewers well? I hope they're staying safe during this crisis. But can I start off by saying, happy 50th anniversary to you. I believe this is the 50th anniversary of your show, and an honour and a privilege 50 years later to talk tourism and talk everything.
Well, I thank you. And again, there were so many false starts with the Flannelly show that we kind of discount the stumbling blocks that came before that. But actually, this is a good time for me to acknowledge that my very first sponsor was Tourism Ireland, and that check got me off the ground, and I had to stop complaining, you know, about how Tourism Ireland never recognized there was anything north of Galway, and but anyway, I had the contract in hand, so that was okay. Niall, again, great for you to join us, and also to spread the word that Tourism Ireland's Ireland.com gives anybody who longs for Ireland in the midst of all of this coronavirus pandemic, gives them something to not only look forward to, but to expose and to let us all know about the absolute beauty of Ireland, the culture of Ireland. And at this time, it is something that, as I say, many, many of us have Ireland not just in the back of our minds, but wondering, you know, whether in fact we can dream now and travel later. Which brings us to again your own involvement. I believe it's about 14 years or so on St. Patrick's Day, when you were a guest on my program here, and the changes that have taken place, you know, as with Ireland as a tourist destination, the most popular European destination from from around the world, the globe. Tell us about, you know, your own experience as, you know, throughout this record time in your career.
Well, thanks very much again. And it's amazing to think Tourism Ireland as a company was established almost 20 years ago after the Good Friday Agreement to promote the island of Ireland, north and south, as a tourism destination. And back then, I mean, the United States was a very important market to Ireland, and most of the people who were coming back to visit their friends and relatives, about 70% were what we call VFOs, and about 30% were coming on holidays. So what's happened really in the last 20 years has been absolutely and utterly transformational. We've obviously seen a decline in the size of the Irish family over in the United States, but they hasn't taken a back step at all. If anything now, the number of gateways that connect both cities, and I'm talking obviously in a pre-COVID world, and it will be the case in a post-COVID world too, the connectivity was incredible. I mean, over the last decade in particular, we went from traditional gateways of New York, Boston, and Chicago to seeing services open in Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Miami, Dallas, Washington, D.C., Charlotte, Philadelphia, and I'm sure it's Boston and others. And what it's meant is that 18 million people from the United States visit Europe every year, and nearly 2 million of them come to Ireland. Over 10% of all Americans traveling to Europe are coming to Ireland. I think that's one transformational thing I've seen. And many of the fundamentals haven't changed in terms of what attracts people, the landscape and the culture, be that music or dance or whatever, and underlying all that then, the warm and friendly welcome people get. But I suppose the way of telling the message has changed immensely. And when I was on your show first in 2006, those were the days when we would produce a TV ad and a cinema, do some print advertising and radio advertising. But the explosion of social media has really transformed the way that we can tell the story. And with Ireland, not just as a great tourism destination, but for American companies, a big destination to invest in as a gateway, has meant that the connectivity now strides, you know, across the whole spectrum of tourism, inward investment, exports, food, and it's allowed us to tell a great story. And I think people really buy into it. And the video that you talked about, I Will Return, is really an attempt by us to make sure that, you know, Ireland remains visible and audible over the coming months when we can't travel, and to remind people of the great things that there are to see and do. And it's an inspirational piece, one of many that we're putting out over the next while, that really emotionally connect people with Ireland. And the feedback is across the globe. We've hundreds of thousands of people watching the video, and I think it pulls at the heartstrings. So it's just nice to see that.
Niall, I don't think there is another country on the face of the earth that would have what has turned out to be the best promotion of Ireland worldwide, with an idea that when you when we were speaking and you're talking about the greening on St. Patrick's Day of icons around the world, it seemed to me like that was pie in the sky. It would be a lovely idea. But it does say something about how Ireland is perceived throughout the world as a special place.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, we often talk about the big Irish family around the world of 70 million people. But really, at the last global financial crisis, someone came up with an idea that maybe we should light the Sydney Opera House green. It was the 200th anniversary in 1810. It was the first time that a reception was held for Irish expats in Sydney by the then Governor Lachlan Macquarie. And we asked them, would they light up the Sydney Opera House green on the occasion? And they did. And we thought it was a really emotive sort of expression of solidarity. And we thought maybe this might travel a little bit further, and we decided to explore the idea. Following year, we saw the likes of the London Eye and other icons turn green, to the point where this year we had over 500 different icons around the world. And it's really a testament to, you know, the work that our diaspora have done, underpinning the great reputation about Ireland over decades that have made such a big impact. So, for example, in Brazil, the statue of Christ the Redeemer, which is run by the Archbishop of Rio de Janeiro, They lit that up green for us on the basis that work that Irish Mission poor on. I thought that was terrific. In South Africa, the Table Mountain, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, lit up green on the back of work that St. Patrick's Trust did, building a house for homeless people. So it's much more than just tourism. It straddles the whole spectrum of what it means to be Irish. And then there are destinations that wouldn't have been significant on the tourism radar before, like China, where our previous ambassador, Paul Kavanagh, made great inroads with the cooperation of Tourism Ireland, which saw us get the Great Wall of China lit up green for the first time about 4 years ago, and did every year since. So it's the old and it's the new. And on St. Patrick's Day, as we all know, there's never a better time to be Irish, but there's never a better time to project it either, a time when the world, you know, comes together to celebrate Irishness in the old and the new world. And it really is an opportunity for Tourism Ireland then to project a very positive image to encourage people to travel as we head towards the summer season.
In the midst of, you know, this pandemic, which affects so many countries throughout the world coronavirus pandemic, you know, Ireland, again, is just one of a great number of countries. As we used to say in Mayo, from whence you come, in case you forgot, you know, we don't know if we're coming or going. We should have saved actually that expression for today, because we don't know if we're coming or going. But the promotion which you started and the campaign, world campaign, for 2020, you know, it was broadening the tourist opportunities in very little known places, but yet beautiful historic cultural places, and that remains intact. I mean, again, the positivity of doing that, because I think many people, again, are simply not you know, able to get beyond today and what tomorrow might bring. But there will be an end to it. There will be an end to it someday. And Ireland is very much there. I have to keep reminding our listeners on the program that Ireland has moved. It's going to be there. And it is, again, a great place not only to dream of going, but your inspirational campaign of Tourism Ireland is second to none. It brings us directly into, you know, an Ireland that I think so many, you know, people are looking forward to.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think the one thing that we found, because we've been through many crises in the past where tourism has been badly affected, is that there's always a strong rebound afterwards. And, you know, people will travel back to a place where they feel safe, where they feel secure, that links in with their values. And I think that's where Ireland will do well. I mean, this will take time. This is a much bigger crisis than we've had before. We've never seen a situation where the global hospitality industry and many people in difficult economic circumstances. But at the end of the day, there will be a longing to get back to connect with people, to enjoy hospitality. Ireland will be well positioned to do when that happens. And, you know, the people will still get as warm a welcome.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it's only 7 weeks or so since you were here and with the guests, John McGrillan, CEO of Tourism Ireland, Howard Hastings, Hotels in Northern Ireland, Jerry Lennon, who's CEO of Visit Belfast. Little did we know at that point that the world would, you know, turn on its upside down. But those promotional visits of yours every single solitary year, those visits were so significant and it again brought, you know, so many fond memories and the support that Tourism Ireland did bring in terms of reaching out to not just Irish America, but across America. A great campaign, and one that has legs. I mean, we are going to get back.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, look, it's only a matter. And see what's happening in other that are emerging from this in Asia. And slowly but surely, things will get back as restrictions start to get lifted in Europe as well, and people will travel again. And, you know, when they do, I've no doubt that Ireland will be on the map. It's great to have campaigns there like we have at the moment. I mean, these are different to the type of campaigns we ran before. There's no hard sell. It really is an expression of what Ireland is about. And I Will Return is just one example of it. There are others coming down the track as well. We have a number of themes which are developing monthly, culinary, the art, music, and these will all be broadcast at different times across our whole network of offices in 20 different markets around the world. And with the really importance of the United States market, and people will travel again, they will be looking for destinations, and it'll be really good the fact that Ireland is out there top and front of them. And I know that the industry here are people out of the blocks to the day where they can open to welcome visitors from the United States again.
You know, Niall, thank you. And I just wanted to bring attention, particularly at this time and today, to the fact that rather than bemoan the travel restrictions and Ireland, again, Ireland is there. Ireland will definitely, again, be the favorite destination for so many people. And there's great disappointment, obviously, from, I'm sure, around the globe, but particularly for those in North America who had their hearts set on, you know, on going to Ireland this year. But I would like, before we go any further, to you know, to point out to a great turning point as well. Whatever you were doing in the middle of the night when you woke up and figured that a gathering in Ireland, you know, was timely. The whole notion of having gatherings in Ireland, that is as alive today as it was, you know, back then.
Absolutely, and I mean, you remember when I was on the show with our then tourism minister was Leo Varadkar, and we were launching the gathering, and it was a great success, and we had the T-shirt at the time is Enda Kenny, and I mean, the minister currently is actually another one. Having decided on that, just fast and successful, we emerge from the current situation. But there's no question about it that the tourism industry are really excited about the prospect of welcoming back American visitors. Ireland's got everything to offer. I mean, golf is second to none, with the Ryder Cup coming in 2026. We've got a really great warm welcome, whether you want an urban experience, a rural one, whether you want the Shannon. There are nice and tourism. Northern Ireland has been particularly attractive to them all. But when we think back to the 18 million United States people who travel to Europe every year, more than 10% coming to Ireland, it's a testament to the efforts that we all put in. And I'd like to very shortly Alison Metcalf, who's done a tremendous job leading the team out there in New York. They'll continue to be there and be ready to get going again as soon as the planes are back in the sky.
Niall Gibbons, CEO Worldwide Tourism Ireland, and friends, everything you'd ever want to know about Ireland. And if, again, you'd like to dream now to travel later, ireland.com. Niall, thank you. Thank you again.
Adrian, thank you very much for having me on the show. Congratulations on your 50th anniversary. I do hope that by the time I'm back on the show next time that Mayo will have carried the All-Ireland home. But thank you again for everything you do for us, and it's great that we've been partners for 50 years, and we look forward.
Well, thank you. And by the way, I must say that you and I know that this was the year Mayo was going to, you know, win the All-Ireland and bring home the Sam. So, you know, that's another added burden on top of the coronavirus that we have to deal with. But anyway, we'll take credit for Mayo winning the All-Ireland, and maybe they'll come back and do it again twice next year as well. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you very much.